This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So we will get going with a look back at the events of the past 5 days. Here for our weekly wrap are John Carney from The Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Redfin. They are in our New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, John, let me start with you and the chair of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen. She went up to Capitol Hill this week, for 2 days, rather, of testimony. Standard, you know, economy's getting better, not fast enough, slack in the labor market, blah, blah, blah. And then she said that thing that everybody has keyed on, which is that valuations of social media and biotechnology stocks are, and this is the quote, substantially stretched. In other words, it's Alan Greenspan's version of irrational exuberance, right?
Right. And what this tells you is you should probably rush out and buy social media stocks.
Oh,
because what
you
happened
contrarian
after,
you.
Well, what happened after, remember, Alan Greenspan's irrational exuberance remark was in 1996.
Yeah.
We had a roaring five-year bull market following that. If this is that moment, then, you know, Twitter is where you want to be, I guess.
That's a gutsy move, man. Hey, so Neela, so the other thing that happened in regards to that remark is that the next day, Jim Cramer from CNBC was doing a panel with Jack Lew, the Secretary of the Treasury, and he, Cramer, asked Secretary Lew whether the chair of the Fed ought to be making remarks about stocks and industry sectors. And Lew basically said, we would really rather she didn't. Should she?
You know what? The Fed is so invested in the stock market right now, implicitly. It's hard not to say something that you have such a heavy hand in. Of course not. Of course the Fed shouldn't be talking about stocks, but they shouldn't really in a normal market be subsidizing them either, and we're having both right now.
Speaking of subsidizing the market, I did an interview this week with Richard Fisher, the president of the Dallas Fed. He came to the studio. We chatted for a good long time, entertaining guy, entertaining speech. He is not wild about our loose and accommodative monetary policy, and he is worried that we are going to overshoot, that the Fed's going to keep money too loose for too long. Here's how he put it. Just listen to this.
Those that do duck hunt aim ahead of the bird in their flight pattern. They don't aim where the bird is currently. And I think we have to be mindful of the fact that monetary policy operates with a lag. We need to aim ahead of the flight pattern, and the flight pattern right now is an economy that is improving more quickly than we expected.
We talked a lot about a lot of different things in that interview, John, bourbon and beer and all kinds of stuff. How big a worry is it that the Fed's going to stay too loose for too long?
I think that as much as I respect Mr. Fisher, I think that he is frankly, just plain wrong on this. Right now, monetary policy is not extremely loose. The economy
is John,
still.
Come on.
I know
like money is free.
Sure, I know people love to say that, but there's
well
no
because
evidence.
It's true.
Well, there's no evidence that the interest rate is lower than it would be if we just had a total free market economy. And so if the natural interest rate is very low, the target interest rate needs to be low, too. It actually may be negative still just based on the kind of growth we saw in the first quarter. Remember, we're still an economy that's kind of rattled and teetering. So I don't think it's extremely accommodative. I think it's maybe appropriate.
Neela, what do you think?
I think the Fed is overworked. There's only so much they can do. There's
We're
only
all
so much to do.
Man.
We are all overworked. And the housing market is still suffering. Remember, part of the value of keeping an accommodative policy is to jumpstart the housing market. And where did the fingers point in terms of the weakest sector performing right now? Housing.
Yeah.
It's not working up to par. It may be time to review and take stock of it.
John, the quantitative easing taper is going to end in October. You all right with that?
I'm not sure that QE was really the most effective policy anyway, so I don't think that will be a big deal.
Right.
A much bigger deal will be when they start to actually raise rates. That will be a big difference. I just want to say about Mr. Fisher's hunting analogy. Yeah, you need to aim a little ahead of the duck, but if you aim too far, you might shoot the guy standing next to you. You got to get it on target. It's not just that you start shooting right away just because the duck is in the air.
John Carney from the Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Redfin. You guys have a good weekend, all right?
You too, Kai. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right.